Can you give a 30-second recap of your life?
My name is Jake. I was born in a, let's restart.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, my name is Jake. I was born in a small Midwestern town in Michigan. I was raised amongst cattle and hogs. I lived in a hut for the first 6 years. I didn't make this stuff up now.
That's fine. That's fine. You can do whatever you want.
I didn't live in a hut, but I kind of lived in a hut for the last, like, 6 years of my life. And now I'm an underprivileged individual who's living the dream in West Lafayette, Indiana.
30 seconds. Describe your life.
Hectic. That's about a good word. I think hectic, crazy, I'm tired all the time. I fucking hate school. Okay, that's about it.
Okay.
30 seconds.
You want to answer some questions real quick?
And sign your petition.
No, it's not a petition. Internet radio show.
What are the questions first?
What's your life in a 30-second recap? I can walk with you.
What's my life in the 30-second recap? Well, I drink a lot. I've been here for too long. I need to get out of here. I hope to make money, and, I have a good time.
30 seconds, describe your life.
Holy fuck. Outgoing person, hard worker, try to stay focused on work, but stay focused on the friends as well. It's kind of a balance there. Just kind of living life day to day, I guess.
What's the 30-second recap of your life?
Holy shit.
Fucked up, smoking
beer,
and all kinds of
bitches,
shit.
Blunts, and hoes.
30 seconds, give a recap of your life.
A recap of my life, I was born in Urbana, Illinois. I grew up in a really good family. I love my family to death. And then I went to a Purdue University, the best university in the entire world. And now we're for, which is right on the Michigan Lake, which is awesome because I go bowling like all the time. So a recap of my life would be that I'm pretty normal in general.
Okay. Can you give a 30-second recap of your life?
It's been great.
How?
I don't know.
How
are you
gonna
get? Oh,
chronic. Chronic's been great. It's awesome.
30 seconds. Describe your life.
My name is Alaska. I'll be that cat. Be the cat that raps, spit nothing but fucking facts. For all these haters, all these motherfuckers that watch my back. And all these people that talking about they wanted early on the act. Had to run up on my squad, nigga, it's all over with. I've ripped tone deaf, nigga, yo, it's all over with. Lay flat city, yo, we in the spot. Kick it hot, 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 hot until I rot. But then I cool it off, make them feel soft. Now I be like, yeah, I'm Rick Ross, the boss. Nope, I'm just the A. Fuck around my crew, nigga, we don't play. Fuck around you like you sold to Steve. Me and my cousin roll hard from fucking the G to motherfucking MIA. Nigga, we don't play. Fuck with the squad, it's all day. You get fucking bucked.
Can you give a 30-second recap of your life?
I popped on my mother's womb, and yeah, she's gonna finish it for me. Ready for it?
Right.
30-second, yeah, finish his life.
Finish
it. Hi.
I was born in Austin, Texas. I have an amazing life.
No.
Your life.
It's close, though.
Shit. I suck at life, that's what.
That's true.
What are you doing?
I asked them to give a 30-second recap of your life.
My life. Getting wasted at Purdue, and everybody loves it.
I'll tell you everything about it.
I have a boyfriend who graduated in December, and, I am really having fun with friends, and,
Budweiser's my favorite beer.
30 seconds.
Okay.
Describe your life.
I'm living it right now. What more can you ask for? This is it.
What is it?
765, all the way live. That's how we do. Every day of the week.
Okay.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay, can you give a 30-second recap of your life?
I was born in Germany. I grew up in Yugoslavia, United States, Egypt, Mexico, and Thailand. I have a degree in bachelor degree in physics. I have a master's degree in mechanical engineering and aerospace from Purdue, which is why I'm here, because I'm an alumni.
Internet radio.
What a rule!
All right, describe your life in 30 seconds.
I'm an on-the-go type of guy. I like to party. I like to live. I'm all about getting money. All about getting money, getting hot. Well, not getting women.
Bitches. Fuck it.
And, hey, she's a bitch. She's a big bitch. What he just said.
30-second recap of your life.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh,
that's right.
Well, I was born, and then I came out of the womb in Arlington Heights. Arlington Heights, Illinois.
I'm from
it's
Naperville,
by Chicago.
Illinois.
I know. So we were kind of born to...
Cincinnati.
Well,
born... The yeah. Bacon.
Okay.
All right.
Describe your life in 30 seconds.
Smoke a weed. My name is...
Something?
Yeah.
All right. My roommate here, Nikki. Yeah. She's so fucking cool. Nikki, say hi to the camera.
Hello, how are you?
We'll get this. I know it's not a real camera.
Why are you talking to drunk people?
It's an internet show.
Nikki will give you a cigarette. Hands down, no matter
what.
Slater son! Slater son!
Oh my god, shut the fuck up! This is so
funny! Give a 30-second recap of your life.
Coolness in a bottle. That's all.
Can you give a 30-second recap of your life?
Yeah. I was born. I came out of the womb. Blood and water in the vagina. And then I grew up. I had some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And here I am. I graduated from Purdue in 06. That's it.
The penguin was good.
Happiness and smiling.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You're
where are you at? Far.
How would you brainwash someone?
I don't believe in brainwashing anybody. People should make their own decisions.
How would you brainwash someone?
I would brainwash someone by putting a tinfoil hat on them and using my special kinetic powers to brainwash them.
Okay.
Sex. Through sex, that's how I would brainwash them.
How would you brainwash someone?
I don't know, I'd slip him a roofie? Fuck.
How would you brainwash someone?
Brainwash someone? I probably wouldn't brainwash anyone. Everyone should make up their own mind, so I probably wouldn't brainwash anybody.
All right, how would you brainwash someone?
Put them in a machine that brainwashes them, and I don't know.
Washing machine.
Come on, man.
Yeah, there you go.
How would you brainwash someone?
How would I brainwash someone? First, I would probably talk to George W. Bush about how he brainwashes people, because he seems to be pretty good about that with the entire American population. Please put this in the newspaper.
No, it'll be on the internet.
Seriously, please do. Because George W. Bush sucks. I hope he taps my phone line, because I talk to terrorists all the time.
Do you like ketchup? Because I heard terrorists don't like ketchup.
I like freedom fries.
But do you order ketchup with freedom fries?
No, I order...
You're a terrorist!
I order not Belgian waffles, USA waffles.
How would you brainwash someone?
Tell them that I'm God. I'm just kidding.
How would you brainwash someone?
How would I brainwash someone? Tell them listen to the A-A-A-A. And tell them they can't drive around late flats without no 79 plates.
How would you brainwash someone?
How would I brainwash someone? Good question. I would tell them how unworthy they are of not drinking at Purdue, and they should probably come to Purdue and get really drunk.
How would you brainwash someone?
How would I brainwash someone? I'd play an Atari Logic and Alaska Westwind CD over and over and over and over and over again. Over again.
How would you brainwash someone?
I'd say, go eat a peanut. And yeah, you're brainwashed. Yeah.
How would you brainwash someone?
Give them some weed. Nah, I don't know.
Why would I?
No. How would you?
Now
why would you?
All right. Why would I? If they wasn't trying to give me what I needed and I really needed that, then I would brainwash them to get that.
How would you brainwash someone?
Annoy them all the time and tell them what I wanted them to do so they would do it.
How would you brainwash someone?
How would I brainwash someone? I don't brainwash anyone. I talk to them about. Hey. Economics. I talk to them about rational thinking, about the benefits of thinking like an economist. And some people like the way to think like that. Some people don't like the way to think about that. But I suppose that's the conclusion, that there are good things about it, there are bad things about it, but everyone deserves the right to think about it.
Exactly. If they choose to.
If they choose to. If they choose to.
All right, hold on one second. There's one more. All right. How would you brainwash someone?
With a lot of peanut butter.
Well, you got any comments? What drew you back?
You know, just the great experiences that I had at Purdue University.
Why are you in Indiana or Purdue?
I feel a calling from the good Lord that said, Jake, you need to go to Indiana. And I think I just felt the time was right to come to West Lafayette.
Why are you stuck in Indiana or Purdue?
I am stuck here because I am in a two-year program that is written out for me that I can't quit because I've already invested $70,000 into it.
Why are you in Indiana or Purdue?
Well, because I couldn't get into the U of I.
That's where you wanted to go?
I wanted to go to U of I, couldn't get in, so I came to Purdue.
Why did you get stuck in Indiana or Purdue?
Why did I just... Purdue was not a stuck. Purdue was a college that I wanted to go to since I was younger.
Well, goddamn it, fucking better be a fucking mic.
I believe you. Indiana's the greatest state of all. You know, that's why I'm stuck here.
Why are you in Indiana or Purdue?
Because I'm an engineering.
Now, how did you get stuck in Indiana or Purdue?
Okay, well, I'm originally from Illinois. Indiana sucks. Now I live in Michigan, and I'm glad to not live in Indiana. Seriously.
Now, why are you here today, then?
Because it's homecoming, and then unfortunately, my homecoming is Indiana, which I do not claim as my fame.
I'm here.
I got stuck here just because I went here, and that's pretty much the story.
Why are you in Indiana or Purdue?
Because I live in Monticello.
Why are you stuck in Indiana or Purdue?
I ain't stuck, man.
Okay.
It's a privilege to come to my city.
Okay, that's the second question. I was going to say, why are you in Indiana or Purdue? You're an alumni.
Yes, I am.
How did you get stuck in Indiana or Purdue?
Born and raised, brother. Born and raised.
Oh, I'm interviewing someone tonight. I don't know the rest of the words.
Yeah, why not? Why should you? No, born and raised. From home hospital to the streets is how we do. From home hospital to the streets.
Why are you in Indiana or Purdue?
Because my dad, my mom, and my uncle all went to Purdue. They love it here. So I decided to come here and apply, you know? And so... As I came here, I saw the resemblance in me.
Purdue.
Yes, of Purdue. And it reflected upon me. So I came here, and I was amazed at how much I loved it. You know, it was just...
Oh, no!
I couldn't believe how much I loved it!
I got fucked over is all I have to say.
Why are you in Indiana or Purdue?
Because I love going to school. Nah, man. Because, man, I love this where I live, so I stayed in state.
Why are you in Indiana or Purdue?
Your show. I'll give you a card in a second.
Why am I in Indiana or Purdue?
Yeah.
I've lived in Indiana my whole life, and Purdue is awesome.
Why are you in Indiana or Purdue?
Because Purdue is in Indiana, which is why I had to come back to Indiana to go to Purdue. I live in Minnesota, but this is where Purdue is. But if Purdue was in Wyoming, then I would be in Wyoming.
Okay.
And Purdue.
How do you cultivate happiness?
I guess I just do what I enjoy doing, and live my life to the fullest.
How do you cultivate happiness?
Happiness cannot be cultivated. In fact, this whole world has no happiness. We're all pessimistic and cynical fools who pretend that there is happiness, but there really isn't any.
I think that was a really good answer.
How do you cultivate happiness?
A nice Bud Light after a long days of class.
How do you cultivate happiness?
You know, again, that's everyone else's own decision. You know, if someone wants to be happy, you know, they will be. If they don't want to be, then, you know, that... You know, fucking, it's their fault. So, you know, I'm happy with my own life, and I try to make my friends happy as possible, so.
How do you cultivate happiness?
Give them weed.
Cartoons.
Give them.
Weed.
Give them something. Give them this. Give them something personal.
Oh!
Something real personal.
How do you cultivate happiness?
I cultivated happiness through George W. Bush, who is the visionary for the United States of America.
He's amazing.
He's amazing. I like that he wiretaps everyone's phone lines because that is the American way. Seriously, Patriot Act, why would you be against that? We should all own guns. That's it.
How do you cultivate happiness?
Being with my family and the people who make me happy.
How do you cultivate happiness?
I cultivate happiness by just passing the happiness that I cultivate out of myself to everyone. And how I cultivate happiness for myself is just by being satisfied with what I have, recognizing that I'm thankful for what I do have, and also working hard for what I have, because I realize things are not free in this world. And I also think that you have to recognize that, you know, you may be well off, but other people aren't, and you have to help those people out. So you cultivate happiness by being happy and passing that along.
How do you cultivate happiness?
Happiness is a difficult question.
It is.
But I perceive happiness to be with friends, at a place you love, in a time you love, if you're successful, and you just forget about everything. But you forget about time. In German, we have a term called Gemütlichkeit, which is for me the ultimate happiness. It's not a state. It's not something you express in words. It's a state of mind.
How do you cultivate happiness?
Telling all the faggot motherfuckers to fuck off. And when I say faggots, I ain't even talking about gay people. I'm talking about motherfuckers that are stupid.
It's a
faggots.
Fake interview. It's a fake interview. Don't believe it.
Yeah. This is my cousin. I don't know he ain't fucking my interview. Yeah. He gonna tell you the truth. He gonna make you look like a fucking sissy, you faggot ass punk.
How do you cultivate happiness?
You smile. I don't know.
How do you cultivate happiness?
Happiness? I wouldn't call it happiness. I wouldn't call it smiling, because I just read a book that utilitarianism, all they do in there is smile.
Smile? Is this like a microphone, or are you just playing with us?
Smiling is not the definition of happiness. I would say happiness is really in your heart.
No, don't say that.
I said definition.
I love you. Love is the definition of
thoughts. How do you cultivate happiness?
I cultivate happiness. I get us all in a room, bring us all together, get a glass pipe of sorts.
Uh-huh.
And that would cultivate happiness.
How do you cultivate happiness?
How do I cultivate happiness? Hi! That, right there.
How do you cultivate happiness?
I don't know, I'll smile.
How do you cultivate happiness?
I'm sorry?
How do you cultivate happiness?
Fight the power, take it to the man.
That's right, take it to the man. Take the man, Jimmy. This guy takes it to the man.
All right, awesome.
From the lake. Jimmy from the lake.
Awesome, thank you. Have a good night.
How do you cultivate happiness?
How do I call what?
Better cultivate happiness.
Okay. You know, that's another very difficult question.
No. It's fun to ask difficult questions.
Stop it. Stop it. You better answer. Stop it.
How do you cultivate it? A better question. Do you know why I asked that?
That guy right there is pretty funny. But
do you know why I asked that? What's up with that?
What is up with that?
Hold on. We'll explain in a second.
You got to join, man.
Be not cool if you did.
Say your question again, because I didn't hear
what we were talking about.
Happiness.
Happiness. Oh, I was just saying, do you know who asked that?
Do I know what?
Who asked that? Do you know who was here today at Purdue?
You mean like in terms
of... Speaker. Pretty famous person.
It's
odd that he came to Indiana.
Dalai Lama came, yeah.
I guess that was his lecture.
I missed that because I live in New York. I'm finishing my master's there. So.
And you didn't make it in time? No, but I guess his lecture was about cultivating happiness,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't have much respect for him because of his policies in Tibet.
Oh, yeah. But, that's fine.
I don't have much respect for the policies of China either, so...
don't have any respect. Internet radio show.
I guess I would have had to hurt him to form a complete opinion about him.
Well, you can do your surface prejudices.
I mean, my surface prejudices say that I would probably disagree with some of his stuff and agree with some of his stuff, but you know.
But you'd be the type that would actually probably listen to it if you had the opportunity.
Oh, certainly. Like, I wouldn't disagree with somebody just because I heard that, you know, he was the Dalai Lama, and I was like, I'm going to disagree with him for no good reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm going to listen to what he says, and I'm going to be like, you know, what does he support for the people in his particular promise or province, I'm sorry. And, you know, from historical perspectives, if you look at the way that the Dalai Lama, like, not the Dalai Lama, like, the Dalai Lama, but like the Dalai Lama
this individual over time,
the Dalai Lama as leaders over time in that particular area, they haven't been particularly like freedom loving people over time. It's horrible to say this, but they have essentially enslaved people in that particular region of Tibet. Now certainly people who are communists, they enslave people too. And that's why I said that it's...
What about capitalists?
What I'm going to say is that communists enslave people. The Tibetans have
John Stamos.
O'Doyle rule!
O'Doyle does rule.
O'Doyle rule!
The communists have enslaved people. The Tibetans have enslaved people. Is there a way to judge who is better? What is better?
No, does capitalism enslave people?
It's a very difficult question to answer.
You were talking about slave labor, child sweatshops earlier.
Let me answer. I would say it's a very difficult question to answer, but I would say not at one point in time, but if you look 5 years ahead, capitalism is probably better off for these people than the Dalai Lama's rule or the communist Chinese rule. That's okay. What I would say.
Any final thoughts?
I like beer. Final thoughts?
I'm going to be a school counselor.
That's what we're going to tell all our students.
Awesome. Final thoughts?
Yeah, it's cool.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts? Go Purdue. Pull it up.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for being an internet radio show. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Have a good night. Final thoughts?
It's been good talking to you.
Excellent. It's been good talking to you. This is the website, The Media Collective. Final thoughts?
I love Iraq.
George W. Bush rocks my world.
Final thoughts?
I have come to love you in this 5 minutes because you understand the society of Purdue.
Yeah,
you understand that everybody just wants to have a good time here.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And they love microphones. Exactly. Well, here's the website, The Media Collective.
Thank you.
Check it out. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts are... USA! And Jake's. Thank you, Jake's, for tonight's interview.
Here you go. The Media Collective. Any final thoughts?
Boiler up.
All right, final thoughts?
How you gonna say that, man? You got a real broadcast here.
No, it is.
We broadcasting to the world that the shit's about to end, man.
No, it's not that. It's 64 kilobits.
We're broadcasting to the world from Lay Flat City that... We understand that the shit's fucked up and it's about to motherfucking go down. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, vote for Clinton or Obama, but either way we go, we still gonna be bombing.
Awesome. Here you go. The Media Collective, check it out. You'll be able to pick up.
Word is born. Lay Flat City, Alaska West Wind. We fucking coming. Yo, come holler at me on my mountain.
Let's get some.
I have planes and shit. I have food. We are in the Midwest. They got fucking planes and areas where they got guns and food. Make sure you come out here when the shit goes down, because they're going to blow your city up.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts?
Oh, word. Stay living.
Awesome.
What more can you ask for?
Exactly. Thank you.
765, all the way live.
Final thoughts?
That was great.
Here you go. It's the website. It'll be on themediacollective.org, and these are free media sites on the back.
Okay.
Final thoughts? Anymore?
That's the final thought. It's incredibly difficult to answer. You're asking great questions.
Thanks.
Incredibly difficult questions. Some guy just punched some guy in the face. I have no idea what's going on right now.
Yeah, should move over.
Probably should move over.
Yeah.
Oh.
But man, you're asking.
Whoa, here they go. He's walking back.
You're asking some great questions. I hope you get some video of this.
No, I don't have a video. I just got audio.
Looks like you made up.
Yeah, hopefully. But here's a card.
What? You a radio voice?
Yeah, do whatever you want.
My what talk right here?
No, these are the mics.
You're recording all this right now.
Oh,
yeah, very. Are you watching or listening?
Listening. There's no video.
You're listening to What's Up With That, a show not hosted by myself, Ryan Hill. Check it out.
Awesome.